Tomorrow's election day in Pakistan. Voters will choose a new parliament, which in turn will elect a new prime minister. Pakistan's military ruler, Pervez Musharraf, dissolved parliament and eliminated the office of prime minister when he seized power in a bloodless coup 3 years ago. By holding this election, Musharraf hopes to give his government some legitimacy and begin the transfer of power to a civilian administration. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Gangs of party supporters on motorcycles roared through the streets of Rawalpindi last night, waving political party flags and lighting off bottle rockets. The atmosphere here was chaotic and festive as candidates held last-minute rallies before the legal campaign period officially ended at midnight yesterday. Some of the thousands of people gathered here said they wanted better education, new jobs, and lower taxes and utility bills. This man said his choice for representative in the National Assembly could provide all of this, but he had doubts as to whether his candidate would get a fair shot at the polls.
This man is very good man, but I don't know that his election is fair or not fair.
It's a concern that's echoed in many parts of the country. Hundreds of miles away in the semi-autonomous tribal areas along the Afghan border, the campaigns have also been in full swing. Here along the Khyber Pass, thousands of political party flags fly from the rooftops and hilltops. Locals have even decorated their guns with party colors. But opposition supporters complain the authorities prevented their party leaders from traveling to Khyber to address the public. Before even going to the polls, a local businessman named Khalid called this election a terrible moment for Pakistan.
It's not so democratic. So in my opinion, the government should keep himself away from this election and let the people to vote and to elect their representatives in the upcoming elections.
The government of General Pervez Musharraf insists it is not trying to manipulate the outcome. Foreign Minister Inam Ul Haq.
Basically, I have told you that the elections are going to be free, fair, and transparent.
More than 70 parties have fielded candidates for tomorrow's vote, and for the first time, some 60 parliament positions have been reserved for women. A big step forward in a country where many conservative communities still don't allow women to vote. But critics point to a new series of government regulations, which banned large-scale demonstrations, cut the legal campaign period in half, and prevented the candidacy of anyone not holding a university degree. This last rule blocked more than 90% of the population from running for office. The most glaring setback, say many Pakistanis, is the absence of former prime ministers Benazir Bhutto and Nawar Sharif, who are both in exile and banned from participating in the elections. Siddiqui al-Farouk is the spokesman for Sharif's party, the Pakistan Muslim League.
Now our big parties are leaderless, and this suits this government.
Some say not having the best-known leaders of Pakistan's two most powerful parties is like holding the 2000 U.S. presidential elections without George Bush or Al Gore. It's dampened public interest, and many observers are predicting low voter turnout. In the meantime, there have been widespread allegations of pre-election rigging by government officials and police. Yesterday, Pakistan's influential Human Rights Commission announced that, compared to past elections, which also saw their fair share of cheating, the rigging this time has been unprecedented. Commission member Asma Jahangir.
This time, it is open intimidation, harassment. It's openly sort of saying in the press that you have to vote for people who will support government policy.
Finally, there's the question of what role the future National Assembly will be able to play in a government led by a military dictator. Last summer, Musharraf issued decrees giving him the authority to dissolve parliament and amend the constitution at any time. Najum Mushtaq of the International Crisis Group says this limits the power of the new National Assembly before it is even voted into office.
Whatever kind of parliament is elected after October 10, it will not imply a change of government. It will not imply a transfer of power to this elected people. What it will mean is the continuity of the rule of the military led by General Pervez Musharraf.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Islamabad.